Good morning and welcome to the Dan and Dave Show exclusively on America's Web Radio. And we've just heard the voice of Dan in the background as his computer came on. The left coast is obviously working today. So
I thought I heard my ding-dong turned down, but I guess not. Okay, now it's turned down. My ding-dong won't go off.
We can't talk like that on the radio.
That disrupts America when the ding-dong sounds.
Do you think anybody cares about your ding-dong?
And
I don't want to go into it at all. Let's change topics.
You shouldn't ask that question, I guess. If you don't want to know, don't ask the question.
Yeah, well, it sounds provocative to me.
Good Monday morning to you anyway.
Yes, it is Monday. It'll be Monday all day long. And, what happens to the weekends? Sunday night, it's like, wait a second. You know, what happened to Saturday? In fact, I'm still trying to get through for Friday so I can have Saturday and Sunday off. And it goes so fast. In fact, I was going to mention that, and we were looking for topics. If you didn't know it, today is May the 9th. What happened to January, February, March, and April?
Oh, they went into the record books, I guess. And by the way, this weekend featured a very, very important day that you haven't mentioned, and I suspect you probably forgot.
Mommy Day.
Yeah, Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah, we celebrated Mother's Day.
All right. That's good.
4 out of 5 of her kids called.
That's good.
She figured she won on that account.
That's a majority.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had we heard from 2 out of 3 kids, so we were 2/3 and you were 80%.
Yeah.
I guess you win.
Well, so anyway, answer my question. Is it just because you're getting older that the days go by, the months, it's not even days go by quickly, it's months go by quickly. We virtually in Atlanta had no winter, which just sort of has the seasons running together, you know. And in fact, I told my wife that I really missed having winter this year. And here it is, summertime. And I just can't believe that it's already May.
Yeah, I can remember in October that I thought we would have a pretty hard winter here. And we didn't. It was very mild. We got a little bit of rain, but we expect that. And here it is, May. I mean, here it is. We're almost looking for next year's winter.
Yeah.
And, I just paid my taxes. Well, it's going to be tax day again here pretty soon. So, things do come around fast.
Seems like the older we get, the quicker you start. When you're a child, you're walking towards the next year, and the older you get, even though you can't run, you're running towards the next birthday, it seems like.
Well, and I've been noticing the demographics of the community that I live in, and it seems like there's a lot of older people all of a sudden. Everybody's got gray hair. Everybody has kind of a stiff knee walk. A lot of people are getting kind of bent over. They seem pretty happy, they're doing well, but they sure look older somehow, and it makes me want to straighten up and try to act as young as I can, but it's getting to be hard to put on that young act.
Well, especially when you're not.
Especially when you're not. Yeah. I wonder what the demographics of our audience is. Have you ever done a breakdown? How many people are over 50 or how many people are over 100?
Oh, I can be depressed, without going into that.
I saw a picture of a guy that says he's 167.
Mm-hmm.
he said the angel of death has forgotten about him. Could that be? Could he be 167?
I guess anything is possible. What was his name? Hillary?
Well, he looked kind of like Hillary.
Ugly?
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean,
she lies about everything. I don't know why, you know, he couldn't lie about everything.
No, you're trying to segue into the next segment already.
Oh.
Into our political segment.
Do we have a political segment? Who knows? Could a guy be 167? That's a good question. Won't you run it through your computer and ask your computer? It's smarter than I am.
Well, I'm afraid it would make my ding-dong sound out.
Must we keep talking about that? This is a family show, you know? Well, it should be a family show.
Maybe that's what I'm asking about demographics. I mean, do we have any kids under 18 listening or 15 listening? Or
the people,
you know, what's the youngest and what's the oldest?
The people that listen to this show, for the most part, have lost their hearing because of age.
Well, then they're the happy listeners, the ones that can't hear.
That's right.
Yeah.
And don't care about your ding-dong.
Yeah, we don't sign, do we?
Sure we do. I'm sitting here doing it right now, trying to stay
awake.
Are you? Yeah, yeah. Just no cameras.
Starting to wake up.
As we get older, and I just want to remind, and I'm going to make this a thing that I remind everybody every week, that if you go to the hospital, particularly if you're on Medicare, but really with any insurance, if you have to be hospitalized, don't let them pull the wool over your eyes and put you in for observation, because you'll wind up paying the bill. Your insurance company won't pay it, Medicare won't pay it. You have to be admitted for a specific reason. Observation is not... They're taking observation as, well, like you're just wanting to stay in a motel room called a hospital, and you're on your own, buddy, to pay for it yourself. Please, please pay attention. If you or one of your family members has to go into the hospital, be sure they are admitted, not for observation. It is a scam, and it's everywhere. And we're going to be addressing that topic more and more. We have a new show coming on very shortly that's into medical vacations, medical retreats, and also patient advocacy that people are getting had from coast to coast with Obamacare and all of the new regulations. And there's, you know, it's sort of like before you go to your doctor for anything. You can go in to have a hair pull or something. Whatever you're going, you read the documents that they have you sign. Or better yet, have them send them to you before your appointment. I can't stress this enough. So I'm calming down.
Okay, that's a topic that we've discussed quite a bit, and it's of interest to both of us because we've each had several personal experiences. So when I go to when I have a medical procedure done or just go in for a complicated doctor's appointment, what should I do? Should I call the doctor and ask him what the cost is going to be? Should I call my insurance company to see if the procedure is covered? Should I call the insurance company and find out what code the doctor needs to use?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You start with what I've learned is that you start with your insurance company. The dingbats, I can't address Portland. I can address Atlanta. They seem to put the lowest lamp in the box, the lowest light bulb in the box to answer questions regarding money. And you call the doctor's office and you get transferred about 40 different places, and then you may or may not get a figure, and probably the figure they give you is not correct to begin with. So you hit it on the head. You go to your insurance company, you say, my doctor says I need to have this or that or whatever the test is, and I want to know what you all are paying for, what I'm responsible for, and I would like a bottom line cost. Then you also, in the fact that you're talking to the doctor's office, and I don't think they can deny this, okay, Dr. Smith, you want me to come in, and you're going to sit me down with some forms. Well, I'm a slow reader. Will you send those forms to me so I can read through them and fill them out before my appointment? And that's whether you're going to your primary care physician or you're going to a specialist. Find out what forms have to be signed and then read them. You get them at your house, you sit down with a glass of wine and you read the stupid things. Because I guarantee you, or I will almost guarantee you, you'll find something in there that's sneaky and that you really don't want to sign.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's no consumer protection when they give you all of those documents at the doctor's office. Number one, you're not thinking about forms. You're thinking about your own health. You know,
exactly.
You're there for a purpose.
Exactly.
That's where your mind is.
Yep. You couldn't. You hit it right on the head. And you know, I don't know about your doctor, but most of them, you're not dealing with a doctor. You're dealing with some flunky in the front office. And, well, just sign where the X is. You didn't initial there. You initial there, and you sign over here. And let me have the form back. And that,
yeah.
You know, who's going to read all this stuff to begin with? But we better start reading, or they're going to own your house. And the most treacherous people in the business today are the hospitals. And the last week was Hospital Week in the United States. I don't know if you're aware of that or not. But they were running an ad here about, when you need help, the hospital is there to take care of you. No, they're not. They're there to screw you. Let me ask you, have you ever seen a hospital taking care of anybody? Think about it. The doctors, the nurses, the technicians in that facility take care of people, but I've never seen a hospital administer anything but a bill and a screwing.
Well, that's true, I guess. The hospital just has a set of tools. The doctor comes in and rents those tools. I guess the hospital is part of the cure, but it's really the doctor that does the work.
Absolutely, and the doctors are finding out, particularly the ones that have sold their practices and become hospitalists, they're finding out how much fun it is working for a hospital, as they're not getting pay raises. They're not getting we'll take care of you, doctor. You don't have to worry about billing or anything. You just work for us, and you put in your 9 to 5, and a lot of doctors are just doing that now, whereas in the past, if they had to be there till 6 o'clock, or they cared about Dan, or they cared about Dave, they would stay and take care of you. Now they work for the hospital. They come in at 8:59 and leave at 4:59 because they don't want to. Yeah, it's a very bad system. We're going to have to take a break, Sir Dan, and we'll be back right after this.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow. With Bonnie.
With all the back and forth in today's politics, it seems as though the Constitution gets lost in the mix. If you want to brush up on your constitution, then join Michael Conley every Wednesday from 4 to 5 p.m. for the show Our Constitution on americaswebradio.com.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. This is Dr. Elena George from Medicine on Call, and I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative allowed under Obamacare, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. And with a maximum of $500 out-of-pocket per person and 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, you can rest assured knowing you and your family are protected. Coverage starts as low as $107 per month and also includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Liberty HealthShare puts you back in charge of your health. Visit them online at libertyoncall.org. Again, for a true affordable alternative to Obamacare, visit libertyoncall.org or call toll-free 1-800-714-6993 today.
You're listening to americaswebradio.com, the pioneer and leader in chat radio. Thank you for listening.
And thank you for listening is right. You're listening to the Dan and Dave Show only on America's Web Radio. Nobody else would have Dan. They've been coming
You know, you got so long-winded on that last segment. I had on the phone with us this morning, I had the world's oldest living person that I wanted to bring on and get their opinion about things, but
he died.
He died. He died on me. Yeah.
He got so bored with what I was talking about, he just croaked.
I don't know. You know, the theoretically the oldest person ever to live was 127 years old. The oldest person that they've actually documented was 122. But the thing that I find interesting is that there's two women from the 1800s. There's two women that are still alive. Isn't that a mind blower? They were born in the 1800s and they're still alive.
Hillary and who else?
Here we go with Hillary. Oh, you're giving her far too much airtime.
Have you ever seen a close-up? You know, you wonder how many facelifts she's had.
Let's see if we can find out.
And they missed her neck. And they missed her fat. She is one fat broad. And I don't want her representing me. If she wins, I may move.
Well, I think we got a problem because, in my mind, all she has to do to beat Trump is just act reasonably sane, and I think Donald will talk himself out of a job. I think if Hillary just addresses topics, you know, issues, I think she's going to win. Now, well, maybe that's giving the American voter too much credit. Maybe the American voter, and maybe that's the reason Donald Trump is so popular is that he's crazy, and people like craziness.
You know, I don't know that he's crazy. He's just opinionated, I guess.
Well, I don't mean crazy in that sense, but he's exciting to watch. I'll put it that way.
Well, he's certainly stirred a lot of interest. I've been very disappointed in the Bush family. I actually sort of like the Bushes, George W., and they're acting like spoiled little brats, and Jeb, baby, thought he had it won. It was in the bag for Jeb. He had his $20 billion saved up and was going to take the White House and signed an agreement that he would support whoever the Republican nominee was or is, and now he's backed off on that. The whole family has backed off on it. And I really have lost a ton of respect for him. They may not like Mr. Trump, But when you sign an agreement, you've given your word that you're going to support them. And you know, George W. has never said a cross word about Obama, and yet he won't support Trump. And then again,
well,
people have forgotten. Do you remember who the Bushes have adopted as their black sheep son?
No.
Bill Clinton.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, the Bushes are tight with the Clintons, a lot tighter than they are with Donald Trump. But then again, you know, Obama or the Clintons, either one, didn't say that George Bush should be put in jail for his part in the Iraq War or whatever, you know, whatever claim Donald Trump had. He said that, he just about said that Bush was a war criminal. I mean, he was very harsh about it. So you say that about people, and they get angry. They don't vote for you. They don't support you.
What did Trump say about you?
Says a good guy.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And Mr. Trump was in Eugene, Oregon over the weekend. Had a crowd of about 5,000. And from what I heard from a couple of people that were there, he did his thing, and he got a rousing support. It was very, very loud. People were stomping their feet and shouting and applauding, and it was raucous. They had a party down in Eugene.
Any protesters?
Eugene is, yeah, there were a couple hundred protesters outside. I don't know that. Yeah, I think a couple of them got in, actually. You know, Trump is gathering support. Oregon is a difficult state for him to get a lot of support in, particularly in places like Eugene and Portland, two very liberal areas. Eugene, because of the University of Oregon, it's a hotbed for Bernie Sanders voters, and Portland is a hotbed, I think, for Hillary supporters. So I was glad to see that Trump did show up in Oregon. Got to give him credit. And then he went up to Washington and made a... You know, these guys work hard.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Wow. He's 69, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, I couldn't and I wouldn't want to do what they do.
Yeah. Yeah. Day after day after day for month on end, and you know, it could all be taken away from you in a blink.
And he would be 77, 78 when his terms were up, if he makes it to two terms.
Then again,
Hillary's the same age. And I don't think she's in as good a condition as Trump's in, quite frankly.
Well, one of the people that went down to the Trump rally watched him walk up the steps, walk up the stage stairs to the stage, and he went pretty slow. I mean, he wasn't just bounding up those steps like the young man. He was watching the steps to make sure that he put his foot on each step, and he's showing a little bit of age, but. I agree. The guy is resilient. He's got energy, and when he gets on that stage, he puts it out there. He knows when to get his get it up.
Get his point across.
Get his point across. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's people can love him or hate him or whatever, but. You got to give the guy credit, or I do anyway. He's done a hell of a job. You know, everybody was betting against, he's just doing it for the fun of it, and he won't do any good. He'll, look at the other people that are running, they're more experienced, and yada, da, da, da. I think he's played the country like a drum and knew exactly what he was doing going in. I was watching Fox today, and he was on talking about his weekend or whatever. And they always say, well, we invited the other candidates to be on as well, and they've turned us down. Well, you know, he's smart enough to say, hey, if you want to give me 5 minutes free, why would I turn it down? And Bernie and Hillary are turning it down now, and when Trump was running against the 17, the other 16, they were turning it down. Yet Trump never turned the invitation down to be on. Who's the dummy in the crowd?
Yeah. Now, I guess now he's looking at raising $1 billion. Is that what you hear? It's going to cost $1 billion to run against Hillary?
Or more, yeah.
Or more.
And from what I understand, or what they were, not from what I understand, but what they were saying on television, he has it in place to do it, that the donors will be there. And I think it's going to be a mudslinging animal fest. And Hillary, I don't think, really wants to take on Trump, personally. I may be wrong, but she'd rather have some milquetoast like McCain or somebody like that as opposed to somebody that's going to bite her in the butt and keep chewing.
Yeah, no, Trump is going to be feisty, you know. Mm-hmm. He's shown that you bite him and he'll bite you back twice as hard.
Yep.
Yeah, he's feisty.
And I think we're going to find some things out about the Clintons that we had no idea about. The other thing is, I'm still convinced that Hillary's not going to get away with her server gate and with Benghazi and everything else. I think the lady is going to be facing some serious charges very shortly.
Well, it seems like that's being talked down now. I just little news articles and things I see, people are saying, well, it's probably not going to happen. There's probably not going to be, you know, nothing's going to happen. And I don't know. I think it might be a media campaign to keep Hillary in the race or something. But it, of course, it will be interesting to see what the FBI's conclusion is and if the Department of Justice will follow through with any recommendation that the FBI makes.
Well, we've done it again, Dan.
Well, North Carolina did something I'll tell you about on the next side of the commercial.
You got it. We'll be back right after this.
When four members of Congress all die within 4 months, each of their deaths appears to be from natural causes. But when mysterious messages begin to appear in the form of quotations from long-dead revolutionary heroes, one reporter sets out to prove the existence of a serial killer. His search discovers dark secrets and an assassin shielded by people who need the very services that only he can provide. The Sun Silas Rising, a novel by Doug Dahlgren. On Kindle or paperback through Amazon.com.
Did you miss a show that you really wanted to hear? All of our programs are available for download on AmericasWebRadio.com and on iTunes. You can listen to your favorite programs on AmericasWebRadio.com anytime you like.
Don't be hoodwinked by the left, who wants you to believe the fairy tale that we can power America on butterflies, rainbows, and pixie dust. I'm Marita Noon. Get the truth about energy on my show, America's Voice for Energy, only on America's Web Radio.
This is Michael Connelly inviting you to listen each Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern to my show, Our Constitution, only on America's Web Radio.
Perhaps you are struggling to cope with the disease of addiction. If not, you probably know a family member or friend that needs help in battling the cravings and the personal and professional damage done by the effects of drugs or alcohol. Get a pen and paper and be ready to write down the following. These are the issues that the trained staff at the Atlanta Healing Center address and treat every day. Their doctors and counselors with over 40 years of practice in the field of addiction can treat the suffering individual in a thoughtful, compassionate, and experienced manner and guide him or her along the path to recovery. So call 770-696-9862 and speak to a knowledgeable staff member about how you or your loved one can be helped to enjoy a better and healthier life. More information is also available on the website at www.atlantahealingcenter.com.
You're listening to AmericasWebRadio.com, the pioneer and leader in chat radio. Thank you for listening.
And here we are, folks. I know we had people voting that we wouldn't come back, but just like a old rusty penny, we keep coming back.
So a few minutes ago, Fox News has breaking news that North Carolina sues federal government over LGBT bathroom law. And I don't know which bathroom you use, Dave, but...
The closest.
You know, closest. I still go to the men's, but maybe not for long. I'm kind of curious about what's in a women's bathroom.
Oh, come on. I know you've looked. You've snuck in and checked them out in the past.
No, I mean, it's been 40 years since I've been in a women's bathroom.
You know, have we not got something better in the country to do than worry about which bathroom somebody goes to? I mean, that's why you got signs on the door, you know? One has a skirt on, one has pants on. The guys go to the one that has pants on. The women go to the ones that have skirts on. End of story. I think, personally, North Carolina is 100% correct that you can't. How can you legislate which bathroom to go to? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Can you imagine going to an event, and it always seems like at these events, the men's bathroom, there's no line, but the women's bathroom, there's a line down the block.
Yeah.
You know, can you imagine when you release all of those women to go into the men's room, there's going to be lines at both? I mean, you'll be standing behind some woman that needs to go potty.
Probably. Fat and ugly. And then you think, I don't want to go in that stall after she's been there.
She's thinking the same thing about you. You know, you didn't put down your toilet seat. You're probably getting a fist fight right in the bathroom.
You know, that's a good idea, though. Men, that's what men should do that don't agree with. Don't put down the seat. Let the women worry about it.
Just take the toilet seat off.
Yeah. That's a good idea, too.
You know, BYO, bring your own toilet seat, BYOTS.
Yeah. You know, the only time that there is a reasonable need for, I don't even know, non-generic or generic bathrooms is porta-potties, you know? And everybody's equal there, you wait in line. But it's a one-stall thing. It's not like you're going in with... You know, 20 other women or 10 other men or, you know, it's one at a time jobber.
Well, you know, you could retrofit a bathroom so that it's all private stall, right? It would be very, very expensive. But I've got a great idea. I'm an entrepreneur, as are you. We could do a toilet seat rental. So, you know, the bathrooms don't come with toilet seats, and we could run a little kiosk outside that if you need to do something that requires the seat, you know, the rental is $1.50, or, you know, and you bring it, you put out a $15 deposit. When you bring it back clean, you get your deposit back.
No, better than that. I don't want to deal with people like that, and I don't want to get this toilet seat back after somebody's used it. But... Your idea is not terrible. So what we do, we invent an inflatable toilet seat that they blow up, and we sell for $2. They go in, and if you're that fat and you blow it up, well, you'll get a little excitement out of it. But you know,
a one-time user. Huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay. And we can brand it. We can have, a pet food name on the toilet, on the little rubber toilet seat.
Sure.
And
sell ad space on it. You'd sell ad space on it.
Ad space, right. And you could put in a music chip.
Or any other kind of chip.
Yeah.
And then you could sell those chips and the information that you get off the chips to your local gastroenterologist or something, you know?
Yeah.
This person has a problem, Doc. Contact them.
Yeah, but, you know, I hate to ruin the conversation, but they already have paper toilet seat covers that are in almost every bathroom.
That's the paper that they don't. You got to have a toilet seat to put the paper things on.
And have you ever figured out which end goes where? I mean,
I'm still working on the knockout that's in the middle of them. You know
what?
The paper ones that we got in our office complex, they come out sort of whole, and you have to knock out the center part that goes around. You know, it's so complicated. I don't want to mess
with it. Yeah, mine comes with a center part. I didn't know that you had to knock it out, though. No wonder.
Yeah.
I've had issues. Yeah, such a mess. It's a mess. I'm thinking, well, this isn't any better than sitting.
I think we have found the problem.
Uh-huh.
Okay, always that knockout.
We'll probably have to talk later. Hey, I pulled in the Wall Street Journal a while ago, and I'm just looking at the price of oil. Oil is down $1.26.
That's true.
10-year treasuries are up a little bit.
Oil was up around $46 to $48 a barrel. What's it now?
Well, it's $44.66 right now.
I think we should blow the hell out of Iraq, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and then make people buy our oil. They'd be
forced to buy it. Well, the Canadian oil sand area is on fire. I don't know if you watched your news this weekend, but wow, they're suffering. I mean, it's a big one.
I heard someone say this morning, in fact, that literally, I have not heard decisively what is exactly on fire, but as I was breezing through the room, somebody said that it could take years to put this thing out. That's pretty serious.
Well, is the oil sand itself on fire?
Well, see, that's what I don't know. I really, I don't know. It looks like a bunch of brush that's on fire, but I think you brought this up the other day. I'm not aware of it. And if it was the oil fields or the oil line or whatever, you'd think there'd be more coverage on it.
Yeah, well, I can't remember how many acres it covered last night, but they thought that it would double overnight.
Wow.
I mean, wow. So it's a big fire. Fort McMurray. 100,000 residents have been evacuated. Wow. 20% of the homes in Fort McMurray have been burnt.
Wow.
Oof. Not too far from Alberta. I guess it's just a scrub brush fire or forest fire. I don't think the sands are burning or anything like that. But, it's very, very dry, of course. It could be months before the fire is fully brought under control, one reporter says. Yeah, terrible.
Bad mocus. So we get a few more 200,000 Canadians into the States now, huh?
Well, yeah, I mean, the point of me bringing that up, I guess, we might be kind of obscure, but that is a large pumping area for oil out of the ground. And if it's not pumping oil, maybe the oil volume will go down, the prices will come up.
And since we don't have the Keystone Project, we won't be getting oil from Canada anyway, so...
However, Iran is coming online, and they're coming online in a big way. I think they're going to be the number two or number three oil pumping country in the world very shortly.
Exporting country?
Exporting country.
Upsetting, to say the least. Upsetting.
Yeah.
I like Trump's idea. We go into Iraq, we go into Syria, anybody that's got oil, we take it back and then we take the oil until we've been paid our dues. Have no problem with that.
That sounds like a Robert Barron's idea. I mean, you might like that as an American, but I guarantee you they're not going to like that idea as an Iranian.
Well, you know what? I don't think I care.
Uh-oh.
I don't think I care. So, politically speaking, have you heard any more mess-ups or screw-ups by either Hillary or Trump? I must say there's one thing that's happening with Trump that really does bother me, and that is he's changed his story again. And if he keeps doing that, he's going to give the election away. He changed from, no, there shouldn't be any kind of tax increase, to, well, yeah, if I have to, I'll increase taxes, particularly on the super wealthy. Hello, is that Democratic talk? And then the other thing that he changed his tune on was minimum wage. And I don't care for that. If you're gonna have an opinion, let's stick with what you say to begin with, not keep changing your tune.
Well, you know, in all fairness to any of these political candidates, as a candidate, they're really not in charge of anything. As a candidate, you know, they're wannabes. They don't have the full body of knowledge that they need to be making policy decisions. So all he can say is that he favors, you know, a minimum wage, or he doesn't favor a minimum wage. And
well,
any more than that is just BS.
One time he did, and one time he didn't. So
yeah,
which stand are you going to take?
Which one are you going to take? Yeah. Well, has Hillary been more consistent?
No, Hillary works on the premise of what would you like to hear.
Well,
and that's about what she's done. She's flip-flopped on so many things. That was one thing I was sort of hoping with Trump, that he would be, you know, one man, one opinion, and this is my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. To just be another run-of-the-mill politician, I think will upset people and cost him votes.
Yeah.
But that's.
I'm just afraid that whatever Trump says right now won't, and if he is elected, it won't represent how he acts in the office.
You know, one thing he had come out with, that he was going to potentially name at least some of his cabinet members.
Yeah.
I thought that would be sort of an interesting thing. I think both of them should do that.
Yeah.
Let us know in advance.
I agree. I certainly agree. I think it would be. How early should they do that?
You know,
I
would say, no, I wouldn't say they'd have to do it right this second, but I would say a couple of months before the election, and let people know who are you going to surround yourself with? A bunch of, oh my goodness, we've run out of time, Dan. We got to take another one of those nasty breaks. And we'll be back.
Let's do it.
Right after this.
Watchdog is a term given an organization like the United States Justice Foundation, which since 1979 has been watching out and, when necessary, taking the appropriate action, from testifying to litigating to protect our constitutional rights. USJF, a nonprofit organization, is nationally recognized not only as a watchdog, but many in the government, as well as those involved in legal cases, have also called the USJF a bulldog for the tenacious approach in their presentation and proof of what is right. Find out more at www.usjf.net. Support USJF as they support you.
This is Dr. Susan Blank, host of Detailing Addiction and medical director of the Atlanta Healing Center. Please join me on Tuesday afternoons at 4 p.m.
Did you miss a show that you really wanted to hear? All of our programs are available for download on AmericasWebRadio.com and on iTunes. You can listen to your favorite programs on AmericasWebRadio.com anytime you like.
The Docs for Patient Care Foundation is your way to join the fight and become a member of an organization created by doctors for patients, dedicated to fighting for your healthcare freedom and preserving the doctor-patient relationship. Get a pen and paper. Write down docsforpatientcarefoundation.org. That's D-O-C-S, the number 4, patientcarefoundation.org. Go to our site and please make a generous tax-deductible donation and join the fight today. Thank you.
You're listening to AmericasWebRadio.com, the pioneer and leader in chat radio. Thank you for listening.
We are the leader in chat radio, as a matter of fact. I don't know leader of what, but we are the leader, and that's all you can ask. You know?
Yeah, we're the leader to the exit. No. America's web radio is the leader in the... The founder of the station is a remarkable gentleman named Warren Buffett, I think.
Is that?
That's not right.
That's probably close. Did you say Warren Buffett?
Warren Buffett.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were talking at the top of the hour that time goes by so fast, and look, we're only 13 minutes from touchdown right now. I mean,
that's right.
We've almost got this one knocked out.
It goes fast. Heck, I didn't even get to take a nap.
Yeah.
You know,
there was a little bit of drama at my house yesterday. My office is, my office is my office. It's your remote broadcasting studio here, of course, with the finest equipment. but I thought I would put down a rug in the office to kind of buffet some of the, you know, the ambient noise that interferes with the HD quality sound that we produce. And so I put down a rug that I thought would just fit, but actually it's 2 inches long. And I don't want to cut the rug, but I can't figure out how to get a 9-foot rug into an 8-foot, 10-inch floor. It's not working for me.
Well, the easy thing to do is just cut off a foot.
Well, it may come to that, but it's got a nice, pretty border that I would lose.
Well, cut off 6 inches on either end, and then you wouldn't know that it had that nice border on it.
Oh, okay. I knew you'd know the solution. Yeah.
And it's planting day, and how's your wife's garden doing? Has she planted all of her stuff yet?
No, it still needs to be rototilled. But I got a cute story. So my grandson lives at the house where the garden is. He's 6, so he goes, he eats an apple, and he notices these seeds in the apple. And, of course, he's read stories about
Johnny Appleseed
planting. Yeah, Johnny Appleseed. So he takes the seeds, and he goes out, and he plants the seeds in the garden. And we were talking last night, you know, to keep his faith in gardening, we need to sneak over there some night and plant apple trees where he planted those seeds. So, you know, probably in about 2 weeks we're going to do that. We're gonna buy a bunch of little apple tree starters and run over there and put them in the ground.
That's sort of deceptive, isn't it?
Well, we talked about that too. That he may see through that. He's a very intelligent young man.
Yeah, you put up a 6-foot tree, and you know, how did it grow that fast?
Yeah, but tell me, will apple seeds out of an apple actually germinate and grow?
I don't think so. They might. I don't know. Watermelon seeds don't seem to. But then again, how many watermelons do you buy with
seeds? Maybe they're
GMO. Yeah. Genetically modified. One of my goals this year, though, is to plant a peach tree or a couple of peach trees in my backyard. I have an area that would be outstanding for them, and there's nothing better than a good fresh peach. I love fresh peaches.
A Georgia peach. How perfect. Yeah. How about an apricot tree? You like apricots?
Apricots? No.
No. I've got a friend from California. Her parents live in California, and she came up the other day and back from California and had a sack of fresh tree-picked, tree-ripened avocados, and they were about the size of footballs.
Wow.
I mean, they were huge. Oh, they were good. Oh, man, I know you like avocados.
You got it, brother. I love them. I love them. I can eat one just out of its skin. I can eat one in guacamole. I can eat one with salad dressing. Generally speaking, if I make a salad, I put an avocado on it. And pretty soon, I'll put an avocado and fresh tomatoes on it. Love those fresh tomatoes.
Okay, well, I've got another question for you. You mentioned the word guacamole. And I know how guacamole is spelled, but I think the G is silent, isn't it?
Guacamole?
Guacamole. I don't. Maybe a listener can call in and correct me on that. But
guacamole.
I always thought it was.
No.
I always.
It's guacamole. Even the Mexicans say it that way.
Okay, say it slow.
Guacamole.
Yeah, guacamole. So
not
the G
guacamole.
Is silent.
Guacamole.
No, you're saying the G.
Yeah. Listen, I'm an authority on that because just the other night I had it I had a guacamole salad for dinner and the waiter knew exactly what I was saying, and they're Mexican, so must be right. I must be saying it right. Guacamole.
Well, okay.
The left coast, I know what they're talking.
You say salmon, too, probably.
Salmon.
Oh, salmon. Okay, all right.
The L is silent.
There you go. There you go. I have members in my own family that don't know that, so I'm proud of you. Okay, well, I'll go guacamole if you'll go salmon. All right, we're cool.
Okay, well, that's good. Well, we settled one more thing on the Dan and Dave show today. I'm sure people are ecstatic about that. We'll have
a
guest.
Who do we have coming
week.
Up for guests next week?
I don't know, but we'll get somebody. I think it's your week.
Yeah. Well, I was going to get the oldest person, but we know what happened to them.
Yeah, they turned on their computer and listened to 2 minutes of the show and croaked.
And kicked off. Yeah.
So I wouldn't.
How about Kim Jong Un, the dictator from North Korea? How would you like to have him on the show?
I'd just like to have his porno collection, you know. Not really. I'm teasing about that. I don't much care for that individual, as a matter of fact.
I think that was a confession.
Oh.
Have you been to therapy lately?
No. At my age, doesn't help.
Yeah.
I know. It's tough. It's tough. It's tough. It's tough. Well, I'm going to have to do my telephoning as we speak.
Well, let's see. What am I going to talk about?
I don't know. What are you going to talk about?
I don't know. I get into the America's Cup race just a little bit. And I think it's amazing that they get these catamarans to race as fast as they do and all of the technology. And I see that the America's Cup racers have gone back to New York City. And there's a beautiful, beautiful shot of a catamaran in front of New York City Harbor on the cover of the Wall Street Journal today. It's just beautiful. It has a square top sail. It says Fly Emirates on it.
I wonder who that's owned by.
Yeah, I wonder. It's branded with both Omega and Toyota. But, you know, it's kind of interesting that they would have picked, well, they say New Zealand. It's an Emirate team, New Zealand. I would have thought Emirate would have meant Middle East, right?
Yeah.
But this is a New Zealand boat.
Huh. I've got one America's Cup story, and that's when Ted Turner raced in the America's Cup. And,
sure.
You know, he's sort of a Donald Trumpish, other than he's liberal as hell, and hopefully Trump's not. But Ted Turner, everybody mocked him and laughed at him, and he won it. And at the same token, he was sort of a pioneer in doing it. And the people in Atlanta, until they realized what was going on, he was flying home every night in his private jet to take care of business, would leave early in the morning to fly back up to wherever it is, Maine or whatever. And, you know, Ted Turner, for all of his goofy stuff, did very well, obviously. So, with that being said, Daniel, you know what time
it
is?
There was a fellow, I think it's a well-known fact that both of us graduated from Texas Tech, or at least went to Texas Tech at one time. And I had a friend, and I won't mention his name, but he was a very talented performer, guitar player, and he actually went to work for Ted Turner, and I kind of lost track of it.
Huh.
We can talk about that off air sometime.
Yeah, I may have known him.
If
he went to work for him here in Atlanta. Okay, with that being said, Dan, it's time to put the plug in the jug and get the hell out of Dodge.
We'll get those landscapers in here, would you?
You got it.
Okay.
We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.
You're listening to AmericasWebRadio.com, the pioneer and leader in chat radio. Thank you for listening.